here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Blixin' and blixin' and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Santa Claus.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus.
Santa Claus as opposed
right
to
Santa
Rudolph, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Got a bag.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program, 7 after the hour. It's Tuesday, December the 11th. I was talking earlier about the American Film Institute releasing their list of the 10 best movies. We'll talk about that later in the hour. Best television shows. I looked at that list and I don't know. Mad Men seems to get a lot of attraction, and
yep,
and the Game of Thrones,
yep,
gets a lot of attraction. I honestly don't know any of the other shows on there, frankly, and maybe that's kind of crazy. I try
well,
to
you're not going to watch something like Dexter.
No. My two favorite, if they were asking me, it's so
Modern Family. You know,
I do. This is not an objective list. It's a subjective list, as with all of us. You have your favorite shows. Mine happened to be Person of Interest with Caviezel and The Good Wife with Margulies, if that's how you pronounce her name. I never have done that right.
Yeah, Julianne Margulies.
Right. And Blue Bloods, I think, is a good show. And NCIS, is those two shows are good. And that's about it for me.
Revolution didn't make the list, did it?
No, didn't make the list. Nope, it did not. Here's something that makes the list today, whether you call it crazy or you call it ingenious. 30-year-old entrepreneur Jason Sadler has cooked up another weird way to make some money. The guy's from Jacksonville, Florida. Story today at DougSteffens.com.
What do you mean another?
Well, he makes a living wearing T-shirts for a fee. He'll wear a sponsored T-shirt featuring a company logo for a full day or an entire week. He calls his company I Wear Your Shirt and, of course, uses social media. He's one of the big social, you're connected to a lot of these social media moms.
Yep.
He uses the social media to get the word out about whoever his clients are every day. And this has become a big business. But like any business, he needs capital, which now brings him around to his latest idea. Kind of reminds me of the crowdfunding thing that we're promoting at DougSteffens.com. He's holding an online auction, Richie, and he'll legally change his last name to the name of any company who makes the highest bid on his name.
What's his name again?
His name is Jason Sadler, S-A-D-L-E-R, Jason Sadler. Will adopt that company's name for all of this next year. He'll use the money that he raises to invest in his startup. Launch the auction on buymylastname.com. And so far, the highest bid is $34,500.
Good Lord.
From JLab Audio, a maker of headphones and earbuds.
He's got 40,000 followers on Twitter.
Does he? God love the guy. Good. Figured it out, right? He's got 19 bids. The auction will end on Wednesday, and the highest bid right now is $34,500 from JLab. Would you do that?
Who would do that?
For $34,000, would I change my last name? No.
What I would do?
What?
I'd
change my middle name.
No, wait a minute. Hold on a second. I just think I'm onto something here. Let's do an auction, and we will, and I'm serious about this.
Name your cow.
No. Well, I could do that, too. Yeah, that's an idea. But in terms of Good Day, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, we couldn't put in any number. We could do this JLab Audio. We could do anything. But we call the program, and I've actually often thought about this with regard to an advertiser that wants to identify,
sure,
let's say, the phone line.
They do it all the time.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So we're going to do that. Aha. A bid.
You're a genius.
For position.
The Domino's Pizza Good Day Hotline.
Yeah, right, exactly.
All right, Domino's, get on the phone.
Yeah, exactly. And now, how else is this guy, does it start with the 40,000 people that he's got on Facebook, or does it go beyond that?
It goes beyond that, but how did you get to the 40,000? When he had one follower.
Yeah.
How was he able to take that one follower and say, you know what, I've got a great idea? and that guy to tell another guy and another guy and another girl and another girl.
Yeah.
And so on.
So we have, as a matter of fact, I was looking at some of the things that we're doing in our, Jennifer's really the best one for this. We do social media. What's your favorite clever parenting tip? We are using these tips on the air. We'll send you a $25 Visa card. Tons of people following that on Twitter and Facebook at Doug Steffen, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. But that's the way, that's the way we do it. That's how it works. And I'm never sure, you and I talk about this all the time, that we're doing the best we can for people listening to the program who want to follow us and get the audio highlights and all that other stuff.
I mean, the people who follow us can easily get the highlights and see what we're doing. They are well connected to us.
Yeah.
It's the people that we want to meet still where we could do a better job. This guy has gone out and found 40,000 people
smart
to connect with on Twitter.
Yeah.
And that's where we can do it better. We need about 36,000 more friends.
We can find them.
Yeah.
All right. So look at these pictures today at DougSteffen.com as well. We have an album of animal. I love these. You love them. An animal, I think, as a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure Meredith found these. And so these are somebody's pet. And the position that they're in or things, the thoughts that they leave, the looks on the faces of the dogs and the cats. And the people love these things. And they are just magnificent reminders of how we love our pets.
Copycat. That's funny.
You see this insomnia SWAT team. It's a bunch of lambs.
Yeah.
You see that? Check that out. Yeah, this is very good. Cool stuff at DougSteffen.com. Let me spend a minute talking about the Purple Heart Service Foundation. This is the holiday season. It's an important time, not just to give to family and friends, but also it's an opportunity for you to help people who have helped you and me. The warriors, the men and women who wear the uniform, do not please forget those who have sacrificed a lot for the freedoms that we enjoy. With the end of the year approaching, you have time to donate your unwanted vehicle, perhaps a boat might be, or just give cash to the Purple Heart Service Foundation. They offer free vehicle pickup, making the process so quick and so easy, and it's all 100% tax deductible. You completely write it off. We owe a lot to our warriors. Remember them this holiday season. Donate to the Purple Heart Service Foundation. As you do it, you are certainly going to help veterans, families across the country. They can't do it without your help. So go to purpleheartcars.org, purpleheartcars.org, and give them a call. Or you can, I think going to the website, I don't know, maybe talking to somebody live. You figure out what you want to do. purpleheartcars.org or 877-743-1631. Give an end-of-the-year gift that helps our men and women who have served us well. 100% tax-deductible gift or cash, whatever you want. 877-743-1631.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-3847. 1-888-535-3847. That's 1-888-535-3847. 1-888-535-3847.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now you can get up to $50 back in Staples rewards when you spend $50 on HP Ink and recycle your ink cartridges. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
Get $10 back in rewards and $4 back for every ink cartridge you recycle, up to 10 cartridges in a month. Ends 12/15/12, all for valid on $50 HP Ink purchase in one transaction only. Details at staplesrewards.com.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
La 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 la. Later on in the hour, Kenny Davies, who is a Christmas rapper, is going to be our Christmas star of the day.
Like he goes around the gift, or he like wiki rapper.
Well, I think it looks to me like it's R A P rather than W R A P.
Like so say homeboy. That kind
well,
of
I'm not. You aren't going to get me. I may be doing some singing, but you're not going to get me to do that, Richie. The story today about Jennifer Lopez and how happy she is. She's happy.
Good for
happy,
her.
Happy, happy, happy. So it brings me around this fellow, what is she, 46 and he's 26 or something?
Something like that, yeah.
All right. So she says that she's found her love. She's found
again.
Her happiness. She's the happiest she's ever been. She said that. She started with Ben Affleck, and I think it's been up and down the totem pole since there. At any rate, that's only the impetus for me to think about where and when you were the happiest. Think about this exercise at 800-510-8255. Share with us. I don't know, you can post this on Facebook too, I guess, Richie.
Sure.
When and where have you been the happiest in your life? You can email me also, doug@dougstefan.com or rich@dougstefan.com. But it'd be neat to have you think about this for a moment or two.
In your life.
And shape, yeah, and shape and share with us when and where you were the happiest in all of your life. Some people say when they were children. And the reason that I'm bringing this up, I'll tie it into some thoughts about the past, the present, and the future in your life. As we talk about this, we'll probably spend some time in the next half hour on it, but you can get in the queue at 800-510-8255. I started thinking about this in a sense. I'm all about this kind of thinking. And every once in a while, you have to deal with sort of the realities of the day, and sometimes they're not all that happy. But in general, especially if you're being honest with your heart and your head, and maybe because we're in the season of giving, Richie, whatever your intention is, there are a lot of people who make crafts, a lot of people go out and buy things, people do significant things to help others at this time of year. We're just talking about the Purple Heart Service Foundation. But does that make you happy? If you can't be happy at this time of year, you can't be happy. But I want to know, in general, through your life, where have you been happiest? When and where? 800-510-8255 on Good Day.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalist on your gift list.
Ho, ho, ho!
For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package. Now through December 14th only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour, 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with 4 fuel discs, plus a 5-pack of replacement fuel discs, 2 LifeStraw personal water filters, 1 magnesium fire starter, a 4-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140, but now only $99. With free shipping to the lower 48, only from MyPatriotSupply.com and only through December 14th. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Ago this Christmas, revived by Michael Bublé this Christmas. He's on The View last night, opening up the show with this song. And all these silly girls, come on, will you please? And he sounds good. I think he's a very pleasant sort. He seems to have been able to make it work. He and Harry Connick Jr., I think.
He's no Harry Connick Jr., I would say.
But he's been able to smoothly ride into that format. Yeah.
He's done a very good job.
Yeah. Christmas. Anyway. So the audience is getting into it. It's a good way for him to promote. All the big singers want to be on these shows so they can promote their own music. That's kind of a nice and fitting way for them to get into it. A lot of the music that was on The Voice last night, I'm looking at some of the tunes. We'll take a few pieces here and there. A couple of Christmas songs anyway. But let's start with competitor Trevin Hunt on The Voice singing Wind Beneath My Wings. See what the coaches think of this performance.
Everything I would like to be.
No. If Roberta were here, she'd say no.
I can fly.
Let's keep moving. Nicholas David.
This is one of Jennifer's. That guy was one of Jennifer's big
favorites,
too. Yeah, she likes him.
Nah. Nicholas David singing You Are So Beautiful to Me. Let's try that on for size.
You are so beautiful.
All right, they got 2-0 so far. You?
This is the weird guy with the weird beard.
Forget him.
I kind of like his attitude, but his voice doesn't do it for me.
All right, so then they realize they got to do something to pick up the energy on the show. So Blake Shelton and his team perform White Christmas on The Voice.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Now, here's my observation. The people who are good, who make it like this guy, make it seem and sound so easy.
Yeah.
But you compare him to some of these other wannabes, and you know that it really isn't that easy. But the charm and the value of it is they make it look.
And these people have a good voices. I mean, the people that make it on these shows, they have good voices.
Yeah.
But the difference between a good voice and a professional, man, it's a big difference.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Of any white Christmas. All right, so anyway. Let's we'll give a couple of these other performers a shot at this from The Voice last night.
I think they get better. I think the last two here are really the ones who kind of knock it out of the park.
Cassidy Pope singing Stupid Boy.
Stupid Boy.
Terrible choice of song.
Song, not so much, but she sounds good.
All right, now here's performer Terry McDermott closing the show with Let It Be. Not bad, Richie.
No.
Yeah. I say he was the best of the things that we heard.
This is the Scottish kid.
Yeah. He's good.
They pretty much told him, listen, be careful, you're walking on sacred ground
right,
here.
Exactly, with McCartney side.
Yeah, they believe it. They appreciated what he did.
Okay, what and when and how are you the happiest? And Christmas rapper Kenny Davies coming up in the next half hour of Good Day.
On Chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 Chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 Chapstick raspberry cream. 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of Chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct the class play, day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Curtain up.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at MyEmergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
What's better than one unlimited gift from Sprint? Two. Buy one unlimited edition Samsung Galaxy S3, S2, or Victory phone and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Hurry into your local Sprint store or visit Sprint.com for details today.
Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fees per line. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Network use rules and restrictions apply. See store for details.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now you can get up to $50 back in Staples rewards when you spend $50 on HP Ink and recycle your ink cartridges. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
Get $10 back in rewards and $4 back for every ink cartridge you recycle up to 10 cartridges in a month. Ends 12/15/12, all for valid.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS, 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant in your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program with our Christmas star of the day. Now, this is not Kenny Davies, who's our guest, but this is
some classic Christmas rap by Run DMC.
Christmas rap. Does it almost seem like a sacrilege?
No. Love it.
Seems like something that would fit. You got to find out more about Kenny Davies, and that's our object here. He's from West Plains, Missouri. Introduced to music. How? I want to know his story. Kenny, welcome to Good Day, sir. How are you doing?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
I think we're well. So tell us about your musical background, your connection to music, if you will.
All right. Well, born in West Plains, Missouri, my mom actually was a singer in a hometown band back in the day. And so from the age of about three, she would literally just blast all kinds of music in the car. Anything from Led Zeppelin, The Who, Beatles, Rolling Stones, Willie Nelson, Kenny Rogers, you name it.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, so I got a pretty wide taste for music starting at a pretty early age.
All right. So you have exposure to lots of different kinds of music. You start singing at what age? You're playing instruments, you're singing. What basic age group are you in then?
About five or six, I think it was.
Mm-hmm. And did you, in terms of instruments, did you find you had an acumen for any particular kind of instrument, or did you find that you could sort of naturally pick up most anything that you were interested in?
Well, it kind of was, it was easy for me to learn pretty much anything I was interested in, but to be honest with you, my first instrument ever was the violin of all things, now that we're playing a rap song for me on your station.
I want to hear how you do rap with a violin, please.
Yeah, exactly.
That doesn't seem to compute. All right, so you were drawn to playing the guitar, and you know how to sing, so you'll pardon my my ignorance, I guess, in a sense. I don't get either. I don't get any music out of rap. I know that people throw things at the
Yeah, Doug doesn't understand.
I don't get anything. I've listened to LL Cool J, and that's as close as Will Smith to understanding, or Eminem, or, you know, some of the people who do commercial rap. And my son certainly has grown up around it and likes it. Some of the people that work with me on the program like it. It just doesn't do it for me. That doesn't mean it doesn't have value. It just doesn't do it for me.
See, Kenny, your challenge here is to explain rap to Doug and the musical value there, the rhythmic musical values of rap. Go.
Okay. Well, that's a good challenge for this morning. All right. Well, Doug, here's the thing. I mean, I personally got into rap back in the early 80s. I wasn't into it, but I got into it when rap, hip-hop, breakdancing came down from New York and overtook the entire East and West Coast, if you remember back in the early
Absolutely.
80s when that happened.
Yep. Do that.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I was in a breakdancing crew down in Clearwater, Florida with all my friends at that time. I went to school. And the thing about rap and hip-hop was, up to that point, you know, the only thing that we had to listen to was classic rock, Led Zeppelin, The Who, The Beatles, you know, The Stones, et cetera, et cetera. So when rap and hip-hop came out, it was this whole new thing. And, it, you know, I mean, of course, we were young, so we were very impressionable at that time. And it became the thing to do. But, you know, as far as the musical quality and value of it, from what I understand, I believe it's been explained to me that the roots of rap and hip-hop actually go back to African-type music as
right.
well,
uh-huh.
You know, with the drums. And
if you listen to the beat and the drums and the rhythms, it's basically taken from the earliest forms of music.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, now, you have a single called Christmas Rap that actually is new on the market this year, but it goes back 14 or 15 years, right?
Yeah, actually.
You created this?
Yeah, I created it. I wrote it one night. I wrote it actually in about an hour and a half to 2 hours one night sitting at home.
All right, so let's listen, Richie, to Christmas Rap. This is Kenny Davies, our Christmas star of the day.
Now, Christmas is coming, and guess what, bro? You better be good or you get no dough. And everyone here wants to have a good time. So sit back, relax, yo, and listen to my rhyme. Now, Christmas out here, it starts on the 12th. Santa starts taking all the presents off the shelf. And with all the elves, yo, there is no delay. And they drop all the presents off in the same day. Now, I never really could quite understand how Christmas happened with one jolly man. Yeah, let's take a few minutes, man, look at the facts. They don't fit all those presents that slay in the back.
It's Christmas time,
when you go to write a rap song, you know, there are basically, it's kind of like reggae, where you get your standard stamped rhythms, and it's really as much about the story as it is anything. You're telling a story in these rhythms that you are provided throughout the rap, and, you know, like reggae does the same thing. So how do you make your song different, knowing that you're kind of using the same rhythms as maybe that Run DMC song that we were using a while ago, which is Plack. When they did this stuff, everybody was like, oh my God, what is this? I've never heard anything like this. It's, you know, it's especially at Christmas time. So how do you make yours stand out? It's the story, right?
Yeah, it's a story. I basically just try, when I write a song or I write a rap song or something, I try to make a story of something that stands out, something that's funny, something that's creative, something that I think people might relate to and be entertained by, basically.
Well, that's the idea of any music, right? Under
right.
the circumstances, let's have something that's going to entertain people. Why the heck, you know, would you pay attention? And everybody's got different tastes. It's like some people like black,
exactly.
Some people like white, some people like pink, some people like yellow, some people like green. You got choices. You make choices. Things are presented. If they work, they work. You've been successful at it, so God bless you. You have got a career here. You had some health problems. How'd you break your back?
Yeah, breaking my back. That's a story. Over about 15 years or so, I had a few different injuries to my lower back. And then a few years ago, I was doing some work as an EMT, emergency medical technician. And I was on a call at a person weighed about 350 pounds having a cardiac arrest.
Oh, no.
And had to lift that person off their bed onto the floor. Mm. And so when we did that, you know, that was a tremendous amount of weight. And basically had to brace that weight so the person wouldn't fall and hit the floor. And that ball just came right down in my lower back, and my bottom vertebrae snapped in half, and the disc above and below it blew out. So I went through, over a one-year period, 12-month period, I went through three massive spinal reconstructive surgeries, 2 years of physical therapy. I was in a walker and a body brace for about 3 or 4 months. Quite an ordeal, actually.
Wow. So how'd you use
music
to help get you back?
Well, anybody who has back pain can relate to this, but anybody who has pain at all, you know, when you get a migraine headache or something, I mean, if you can just imagine having, you know, just the worst back pain in your entire life, feeling somebody stabbing you in the back, and it's constant, 24/7 for, you know, a year or two, every day, pain can start to drive you to a really dark place after a while, you know. And so really it was the love and help of my friends and family and then music that I'd be able to turn to, you know, when I'd start going to that dark place or I'd be really upset or feeling like, you know, I wasn't going to recover, et cetera. I could go start playing music, start writing a song, playing guitar, and within 15 to 20 minutes, every time, no fail, it would just pull me right out of that dark place I'd go to. And it was just awesome.
Yeah. That's a great story.
Yeah.
All right, let's finish our conversation here by listening to a part of your song, Texas. You
want to talk going to the other side of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? All right,
so this, by the way, you have a website. How is this Christmas Rap and some of these other songs from you, how are they available?
Well, the Christmas Rap and Texas are both available on iTunes and Amazon.com. If anyone searches Christmas Rap by Kenny Davies or Texas by Kenny Davies on either one of those two websites, it'll pull it up for them. It's also available on YouTube with a music video, also Christmas Rap by Kenny Davies, and you can watch the music video there for free, obviously. And then I have a Facebook fan page, which is Kenny D. It's K-E-N-N-Y, capital D, with no space in between, and there's a photo on there of a hip-hop Santa Claus, and then another, like, a banner photo of me playing the guitar, so.
All right, Kenny D. At Facebook, Kenny D, and the iTunes and Amazon.com location of finding these Christmas songs, or Christmas Rap, and the song Texas. This is Texas, recorded in 2004, released on iTunes in early 2012. Congratulations on your recovery. Thank you for sharing your story with us, because it's all about stories. And here's a story and song from Kenny Davies here on Good Day.
Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-494-4800 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-494-4800. That's 1-800-494-4800. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
Cue the sentimental music and break out the gaudy decorations. Tis the season for quirky holiday pastimes, but there's still one place where bad taste never belongs, in the kitchen. That's why television's Clinton Kelly is partnering with Sorgento to stage a holiday taste intervention. To enter the contest, simply post a photo of your family's outdated holiday traditions on the Sorgento Facebook page. The winner will walk away with a $10,000 holiday makeover and a free online consultation with Kelly, who offers these tips to refresh your holiday recipes.
Think about how Grandma would have made it. Instead of making a green bean casserole with mushroom soup and fried onions from a can, use ingredients like Sorgento Chef Blends shredded cheese and caramelized onions for a completely new dish that still tastes like home. Also, don't forget to plan for the big day after. Stock up on bread for turkey sandwiches and Sorgento cheese and eggs for a leftover ham and cheese frittata.
The deadline to enter is December 17th.
Hungry.
Yum, yum, yum. Doug's Good Day program, 12 minutes before the hour. In the spirit of the holidays, a group of policemen are sending Christmas cards to gangsters and drug dealers.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Featuring the police chief dressed as Santa Claus in tactical gear. The message in the card says, "We believe it's never too late to make a better choice for your life. For the sake of your family and for your own sake, consider this new year. Choose a new and better life. Make your New Year's resolution now. We're here to help you." Card being sent to prolific offenders, property offenders, persons known for drug and gang activity. Operation Resolution is what it's called, designed to reflect the police department's belief that the holiday season is a time for reflection for a lot of people in the community. A positive change can reap rewards and benefits far beyond the impact of a single individual.
What city is this in?
This is in Abbotsford, South Dakota.
A lot of gang activity going on out there, I guess.
I don't know. So, the question of the hour here, and you're reflecting, you can certainly do this on our Facebook page and Twitter as well, facebook.com/good day, where you're sending us your smart mom tips of the day. Good Day Show on Twitter. When and where and how have you been the happiest? When and where in all of your life have you been the happiest? Richie?
I don't know that I can sit here right now and just pick out a point in my life when it was the absolute happiest, but I will tell you, last Thursday night,
We were at Disney,
mm-hmm. Disney World, with my kids, my wife and my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we were at this Disney-sponsored event. And, you know, we're taking this ride and that ride. And the kids were just having a ball. I mean, they were loving it. We rode the roller coaster 15 times.
You post some of these on...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And my daughter was in her princess gown. And you know what? That's what it's about,
yeah.
And it was neat. They loved it. We all had a good time, and I remember thinking to myself and saying to Janet, "This is pretty cool."
Yep.
This is what it's all about.
Here's an idea for a Christmas gift. Richie inspired me to think about something that I remember actually using. I didn't make it, but I found a really beautiful. It was a prayer box of sorts. It was just kind of, you can find a jar, you can use anything like that, and give a gift of these either memories that you have in picture form or describe them. I think you'll find this is a wonderful gift, and if you can in it capture what the hearts and minds and hopes and loves were in it, it'll mean a lot to whoever gets it. I guarantee it.
Love is so long. Rising food prices, extreme weather, political and economic uncertainty. The one lesson learned by those who lived through Hurricane Katrina: if you're counting on your government to show up and take care of you in the event of a major disaster, you just might have to wait a long, long time. Will your family be ready in the event of an unexpected disaster or disruption? The best step towards preparedness is a quality storable food supply from Dry Harvest Foods. Dry Harvest offers healthy, high-quality storable food that you can depend on. Our food packages contain real meat, real butter, real cheese, with none of those cheap ingredients like soy protein substitutes. Dry Harvest has the highest calorie count per dollar in the industry, so you can feel confident and ready in these uncertain times. Some people worry, others prepare. Call Dry Harvest Foods at 406-587-4181 or visit callnow.org. That's Dry Harvest Foods, 406-587-4181, and visit callnow.org.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
From the 60s Christmas movie Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
Good Lord.
Right. Hooray for Santa Claus. Yeah, I didn't know one of these existed. I remember this sort of, I remember talking about it. I didn't see it. But Chuck, did you ever, this would be the kind of movie Chuck Curry would go see. Chuck, do you ever see Santa Claus Conquers the Martians?
Yeah, I've seen bits and pieces of it. I mean, it's a pretty awful B movie.
Right.
What year did it come out?
66.
Yeah, I mean, if they made a movie like that nowadays, it would obviously go straight to DVD and play on cable. It would not get a theatrical release.
Chuck Curry is here with Movie Moments, Movie News. We have a movie, well, this is the movie music, so let's dispatch that, Richie, quickly. Let's get into our contest
Thank
today.
You.
This movie was the number one Christmas movie in 1985, and I think, like most of them, once you get to the, it sounds simplistic of me, almost silly to say, you either get it or you don't, but that's the case. And with this one, I think it's pretty easy to get it. Three clips, we'll present them for you. You call us at 800-510-8255. We'll give away Pure Attitudes, creams, lotions, a nice gift package worth $150 for the person who can identify this movie.
I mean, I'm talking modern methods of production here. I'm talking assembly line. I'm talking wave of the future.
All right, so I know who it is.
Uh-huh. 800-510-8255. Chuck, you got any clues?
I think I know it.
All right, let's try another clip.
Pick up a list of who is naughty and nice.
Yes, sir.
And be careful. I'll be checking it twice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure of the movie, though.
Really?
Chuck, you got it?
I think I have it, yeah.
Okay.
All right, so there's two clips. 800-510-8255. Last chance to figure out this movie.
The thing about me is that I don't lack elf assurance. I'm not afraid to rock the sleigh.
Right. See, I remember him being in a movie,
mm-hmm.
a Christmas movie, but I can't remember what it is.
Let the audience figure it out. 800-510-8255. Let's see here. Kristen Stewart and Ben Affleck in a movie, a romantic comedy. I'm trying to put the two of them together, Chuck.
Well, I believe he's going to play a father in the film.
He's going to play her father?
Yeah, I believe so.
Is he old enough to pull that off? He's only 43.
He's around
maybe I'm wrong, but I think that's what the case is. He thinks about what? I think he's 40. She's 22.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Isn't she the one that's all into it with Pattinson from the Twilight League or Zone or whatever? Yeah.
Yes.
All right, what else do you have for us?
Okay, director Nicholas Winding, who did the Ryan Gosling movie Drive, signing on to helm Sony Pictures' $50 million big screen version of the 80s TV show The Equalizer. Now, the star of the movie will be the great Denzel Washington, who I think is a perfect fit for this material. For those who don't remember, an actor named Edward Woodward played the character in the 80s TV show, playing an ex-CIA operative who fights injustice by any means necessary.
He equalizes. He does exactly what the theme of, what the title of it, he takes out the bad guys.
Yeah, that was a good show, and Edward Woodward was great on it. And Disney.
Well, he was the unlikely hero because he didn't look the part necessarily.
Yeah. You know what he's sort of like a version of Michael Caine on television.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
Disney actively planning a sequel to Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland. Why? Because the film made $1 billion worldwide, even though it was mediocre. Basically, it rode the coattails of 3D started by Avatar a year before, and everybody flocked to see it, although I didn't think it was very good. And I like Burton.
Yeah.
But one other bit of news. Kevin Smith announcing he will do a third Clerks movie.
I'm looking at the AFI pick for the 10 best movies of the year, Chucker.
Okay.
Number one is Argo. Beasts of the Southern Wild is 2. Dark Knight Rises is 3. Dango Unchained. What's that? DJA
that's Django. That's Tarantino's new movie that opens on Christmas Day.
Right. Les Miserables. Life of Pi. Lincoln. Moonrise Kingdom. Silver Lining Playbook. And Zero Dark 30. What more do we know about that? That's the movie that...
That's getting really good. That's a Bin Laden movie, the Sir Hunt and Killing of Bin Laden. That's
Catherine Bigelow directs it, right?
Yeah, she did The Hurt Locker.
Yeah.
It's good. The critics seem to, you know, but there's always a disconnect between what critics really love and what a general audience is like. That's why I think Argo is a good fit, in my opinion, for Best Picture, because I know general audiences like it as well as critics.
Yep, you did very well with that. Okay, let's get to our contest, see if we can come up with the answer here. Tim, what's the name of the movie?
I think I'm wrong, but it's Dudley Moore in Arthur.
You are wrong, sir. Kathy, what's the name of the movie?
Elf.
You are also incorrect. Thomas, what's the name of the movie?
Santa Claus, the movie.
Santa Claus, the movie. You are right. 1985. Hold on a second to get the prize. Congratulations.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.